Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. As 2017 is coming to a close, I've been doing a lot of thinking about how truly great this year has been and how thankful I am that you, my loyal listeners, have been here with me, sending your thoughtful questions, sparking your own curiosity, participating in our contest with seriously the most creative submissions that keep my staff entertained and educated. Because hey, you guys inspire us too. And I'm also incredibly inspired by my guests who always show up with an open mind and a willingness to share their knowledge and truths with you. We had so many great guests this year, so you're in for a real treat. On this show, we edit together a few of my favorite interviews with people who aren't afraid to be vulnerable and share their stories with all of us. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Check out everything on my site. If you're looking for reading or listening, all the podcasts are there. We've got blogs every week that we're updating about everything you want to know about sex and relationships. And I know it's the holiday season. It's a stressful time. So take a deep breath and check out my podcast from a few weeks ago, A Breath Away from Better Sex. It's packed with tips for how to make every moment count with your partner and really work on deepening that intimate connection. I talk about breath work and meditation and the importance of always allowing yourself to be vulnerable. You guys really like that show, so check it if you haven't heard it yet. You can always get more Sex with Emily on social media. It's all at Sex with Emily. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. Check those out. I love hearing from you. Okay, you guys, and it's contest time. I would be wrong if I did not gift you with many a splendor sexy things this time of year. So this contest is how to be a better lover going into 2018. So what I want you to do is take a moment here and think about it. Where are you right now, this moment with your love life? Looking back on the last year, how was it? Is it what you wanted? Is it what you want it to be? How could it be different? And a year from now, how would you like it to look? So write it down, you guys. Think about it. Like, think about some things that you'd like to work on for the next year and that you'd like to see in your life. And, you know, a lot of things do get better on our own. We don't need to make commitments or resolutions. But, you know, sex is not one of those things. It takes a little bit of effort, but it's so worth it. I mean, maybe you want to move from, like, ejaculation, orgasm, roll over and go to sleep. Maybe you want more foreplay. You want more connection. You want more intimacy. You want to break out of the routine that you're in. You know, maybe you want to stay in bed longer. And there was a study that came out that said couples who stay in bed longer and being more affectionate feel more satisfied with their sex lives overall. So maybe you just need to set the alarm for a few minutes later. Also, you guys, masturbate more, you know. Huge fan of masturbation. And if you're dating and frustrated right now, why don't you just try not dating? Take dating off the table. I don't know, be celibate for a few months. You think that's the last thing I want to tell you, but sometimes we just need to pull back, stop putting pressure on ourselves and work to be the best version of ourselves we can be before we start dating again. Be like a reset button. So think of all these things, you know, like, do you want to be a better listener with your partner? Whatever it is, I want you to write it down and I want you to email to me, feedback@sexwithelmy.com with the title Better Lover 2018 and share with me your pledge, what you want to work on for 2018. There's so much power in writing it down and sending it to me. And you'll be entering the contest and you have till Sunday, January 14th, 2018. I'll pick four winners and you're going to win some incredibly sexy prize packs. So I can't wait to hear from you. Okay, let's get into our interviews. And also, let me know what you think of this mashup interview show because we've had so many insightful guests. So if you want more of these shows, I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to hear the full episodes from these interviews, look at the links in the show notes, which can be found at sexwithemily.com.
I'm really excited for my guests. I'm jumping right into it. You should just hear. If this show is as hot as the mic checks that went on pre-show, I'm pretty psyched. Okay, I'm sitting with two awesome, smart, amazing, sexy, empowered women. We have Amy Baldwin and April Lampert. And you guys have both been in our sex toy industry for a while now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Both of us since 2008.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I met you guys. So this show, like I said, we're going to get in some good old-fashioned sex, dating, sex toys. And I know Amy because I've known you both from the shows. You right. guys were like the hot girls at the shows, like I wanted to be friends with. But then when I knew you guys were best friends, I'm like, I love you both. We can all hang out. But Amy and I did Somatica together. We went through our intensive training. So we bonded. We've gotten closer. So I can't wait to talk about that. I know April's got a lot of relationship stuff going on, divorced, but now like, free God knows, having liberated. So much fun.
Having liberated. So much fun all over the world.
Okay, so April, you've worked in the toy industry.
I actually started at Pure Pleasure initially.
Oh, you did? Is that how you guys became BFF?
Yes. Well, we met before that in a restaurant. We were both working in the restaurant industry maybe 10 years ago. And April got hired. I was already working there. And she was telling the story on her first day about going to a party and getting spanked. And I turned bright red because I was like, oh my God,
I love this woman. Well, I proceeded to actually spank myself in the back kitchen area.
And I was like, oh my God, she's my soulmate. She thought I actually hated her because she was like, oh, did I just scare her away?
And then Amy said she's going to open a shop. And she's like, I want you to work with me.
No
for
way.
Me. Be the assistant manager. And I said, I have never worked in retail and I don't even own a vibrator.
Right.
And she was like, oh, I'm going to change that right now.
Here's a vibrator and a job.
It changed my life. Yeah. And here's a job.
That's amazing. 10 years ago.
Around there. Yeah.
2008.
Okay. And then was when we opened
that is like the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And here you are now. You guys are like knee deep in the industry, killing it.
Wearing lots of hats.
I couldn't imagine. I was going to be a lawyer and now I'm selling dildos. My mom is so proud.
Right, exactly. No, I was going to be a lawyer too. I took the LSAT and here we are. It's fine. It's way more
good choice.
Way better. Lawyers are not as
so
happy
much
as we
better.
Are.
I know.
Okay, so but Ava, you work for
Fun Factory, director of sales for Fun Factory USA, and then just changed to Hot Octopus, which is like the best. They're amazing. So
awesome! Congratulations on that. Because I know I always like see you guys at the show, so we'll continue
Absolutely.
To keep seeing each other. So okay, so we've got your background. I need to know. Okay, and you guys are how old?
I'm 31. Going on 32.
Amy's 31.
And April. I am 34, going on 12.
Right. Emotionally, I get it. Okay, so what relationship status with you both?
Oh, for me, we're going to call it single with an it's complicated attachment to it.
Okay, it's complicated.
Yeah, but single at the moment.
Okay, got it. So All right.
Single and, yeah, yeah.
Still sleeping with the ex, but it's not really committed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Ish. I actually don't know.
Yeah, ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. And he's not here right now. He's not present right now. So
okay,
it's
good.
Time and space to heal. And
right. We all need that. It's just time and space heals all. Okay. April.
I am newly divorced. It's almost finalized. And this is the first time in my life I've ever been single, like since I was pretty much 18.
Wow. How long were you guys together?
7 years, but I had a boyfriend before that for 6 years, and I was in another relationship with a girl for a little while.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So then how long were you married just now?
7 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And you're coming out of it. So now you're like, what? You're just like,
it's like full on. Ass? Oh my God. What? It's so much fun. I feel so connected to myself. I'm just like this power. I don't know. I found my power.
Tell me, okay, what, so when you were getting divorced, you didn't feel like you had this power before. What time?
Well, it's just,
power?
I wanted to be like a good little wifey, like so sweet and domestic and, you know, good to my husband. Sure, I'll get on top sometimes, but, you know, just missionary me all the time, you know.
Even after working in this industry for so long, knowing like, yes. You know, you've got tools at your supply, you know,
totally.
Fun Factory makes amazing toy. You were just like, I'll be the
it
dismissive.
Was just, I mean, and I understand it's an issue to have consistently amazing sex with your partner.
Oh yeah.
It really is. It's, and, I mean, yeah, but I've definitely awakened from my slumber and I'm feeling so great sexually.
So are you just kind of sleeping around right now? Meeting?
I'm taking
in the good
a
way,
bit
in the best
of a
possible.
Break. Yes. But I've been, cause I traveled all over the world selling sex toys. I've been in Chile and Brazil, Spain and Germany and Australia and Thailand. And so I've been, yeah, really experimenting culturally.
Right. That's amazing. Right. Okay.
It's been fantastic.
I want to hear. So your partners that you've met in different countries, is there anything you'd like to say about lovers from different parts of the world?
Oh my God, so many things. So,
I'm just curious because people are always encouraging me. They're like, right. Well, you should take a German lover. You're in Germany. You should take
I had
one.
Never dealt with, uncircumcised cocks before.
Talk to me about that.
So, and I had a Scottish man with a Prince Albert piercing. OMG, new interesting things. Also,
let's explain what that is for people who might not know.
The head, basically they take, this sounds very intense. I'm not a doctor, but it's like through the urethra, there's barbell goes through there. And then it's like, so yeah, really, really interesting.
Okay, and he was uncircumcised.
He was uncircumcised.
Right.
I guess only one in like 20 people in Scotland is circumcised.
Right.
So interesting. Yeah. And then, like what I've learned about people all over the world, like it was like the year of anal licking. Like I was like, what is happening? Like, I've never experienced that.
You just named
that.
The podcast. We're going to call this one the year of anal licking. But I think there's going to be more. Wait, so because every guy you were with just wanted to lick your anus?
Yes. I'm like, is this a new thing? I didn't get this memo. Like, I'm into it. But usually I'm like, let's do that in the shower. Just, you know, because I'm like, hey, yeah.
Interesting. So even before they lick your vagina.
Yeah.
Are they licking your anus first?
Usually it's vaginal licking first.
Okay.
And then it goes into the anal licking. Also, this might be graphic. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, come on.
But this guy in Thailand went down on me when I was having my period and he knew about it and he was like into it.
Really? Good. Okay.
Scottish guy.
And
again.
How did you, the Scottish guy. He wasn't
freedom.
He was totally fine.
He was
it's
totally
a choice,
fine.
Right? He
it
was
is.
Into your pleasure.
I know.
And he wasn't all tripped up on it.
So I just felt very, it was liberating.
That is. Right?
Yeah.
Because nothing's wrong with the period. It's a choice. Guys can be like, ew, gross out. Or he's like, I'm into this.
One thing I do for every guy that I've been with in different countries, I send them a care package afterward with Fun Factory products. And I'm like, here's to please your next women. Like, you have to know, because they're most 99% of them have been terrified of products.
Right.
So it's been awesome. And
so it's like a departing gift.
Parting gift. I'm like, think of
what
me
do
next
you send?
Time.
You guys, Fun Factory makes such cool, like.
I usually send them the Cobra Libre,
right?
Which is a male masturbator as well. And then a bullet. So I'm like, whenever you do it, doggy, bust this out and put it on the girl's clit and she's going to love it. And then
oh my God, they love you.
Yeah. I have a fan club. So every time I go to these countries, I have, you know, different hoes and different area codes.
Oh my God. I love that you send them party gift. That's not a bad one. That's a really good idea.
It's brilliant. Actually.
It is brilliant. You're never going to get any bad like reviews on Yelp or anything. If it comes to that. Have you noticed anything? Cause I noticed something about anal licking too. I'd like to say I had in my few sexual experiences in 2016 by choice, there was some more anal licking than usual.
Yeah. No, I had, what about you, I had a very interesting anal licking offer when I hadn't even been intimate with someone, and that was something that was offered to me.
It
was.
Do you think it's because in porn they're seeing it more served up on the porn menu?
Maybe. Yeah, I guess.
No one was licking my anus randomly 8 years ago.
Yeah, or it's just something in the air. There's the energy of anal in the air.
I think there is the energy of anal.
I know.
A finger, but not just a lick.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I had a guy who went right for the licking. Like, he was like, flipped me over and wanted to lick. I'm like, no, there's some, that's why I asked you, April. I was like, can't we start with like some other licking first? Yeah. Like maybe my nipples or like go down.
Right. Work your way in.
But I had been warned by a friend
that he was very.
She said to me, oh, you're going out with this guy? He's great. He loves butt play. That's all she said to me. I was like, okay, fine. But I just met him. Like, I'm Bumble. Cool. And then we had one date. Sure enough, we were like making out. Obviously, he's like flipping me over. I'm like, oh my God. And then in my brain, I'm going, oh, he really is. And then I kind of slowed him down.
Right.
Then, but anyway, I didn't know. I feel like that. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, the year of the ass, huh?
Yeah. What about your sexual? Would you say, I know we're sort of a new year, but in the last year, were there any sexual highlights for you?
Oh.
Amy?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I think every year I've step higher into my like most juiciest sensual self. Right? I just get better with age, like a fine wine.
It's true, don't you think? Yeah. So how do you feel that you stepped into it this year? Is there any like one moment that was like a highlight?
Yeah, I mean, just like an overall general more embodiment and like stepping or dropping deeper into my body and its understanding of the pleasure that it wants, and more orgasms and more ejaculation, more juiciness, more connection, more transcendent sexual experiences where I'm like leaving my body for extended periods of time.
Okay, let's do that. Wow. Let's do that now. Great. Was that, now would you think it started with our somatica training?
That helped, definitely. Yeah, I think that really helped bring me in my body. That was a big practice of what we were doing, and so I think it really helped to turn that up, like turn up the heat there, and more connection into that part of myself.
I know that you're also seeing clients now too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm not going to do that, but I feel like I still want to be doing more somatic. Like it's not, it's a part of me because but I want to like still be engaged. Doing stuff.
It's a powerful practice.
It is a powerful practice. What was your I don't know. I've talked about it on the show. I always try to like explain what it is.
Yeah, what is
somatic? How do you explain it?
Well, I like how they describe it as a relationship lab. And so when we're working with clients specifically, we're really trying to develop this intimate relationship with them to heal old attachment wounding from their parents, from their upbringing, where we become that secure attachment to show them the way of secure attachment, to show them what a healthy relationship can be. So we step in kind of as that as that role for them. And so I'm doing that with a lot of my clients. And a lot of it really is, we're doing a lot of work on wounding. wounding. It's all, they come in, they're like, I can't have orgasms. It's your parents' fault. Let's so talk true. About your childhood.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It is always, I mean, is that like parents are doing anything purposefully?
No,
like they
of course
well
not.
Know you have to get to the point where you're like, my parents did the best they could with the knowledge they had. But something from your society, something that happened in society or in school or with your parents is going to kind of hold you back sexually.
Yeah.
So you're like helping them release those blocks.
Abandonment and lack of trust and safety. You know, they have a hard time going into their bodies, being in their bodies because their body doesn't feel safe because maybe it wasn't respected. People didn't show up for them. People abandoned them and left them and neglected them, where there's actual physical trauma, emotional trauma. It's all just these layers and layers of pain and trauma and shame that we're undoing. We're like spending a lot
of time
just unraveling that.
I'm so glad you're doing this.
Yeah,
and helping
I love it. It's really beautiful.
God.
Everyone needs it.
Do you guys have any amazing stories, though, from your training?
Oh, from Somatica? Emily and I have a really special story.
We had a moment.
We had a moment.
To hear.
Tell me.
So the exercise, I think it was... I was supposed to touch you and bring my eroticism to you in the touch, and you were just supposed to receive. You weren't requesting. Right. You were just kind of laying there and receiving. And I have a lot of experience with conscious touch, and I teach classes on conscious touch, and I'm a meditator and into mindfulness. And so I started touching you, and I didn't realize it wasn't erotic. I was just like touching you with this mindful way, you know, paying attention to all the senses and all these things. And then at some point, I think, was it Danielle? Danielle sat down. She's like, that doesn't look very erotic. Emily, how is that for you? Like, yeah, it's not very erotic for me. And I was like, oh, okay. And I had this kind of aha moment of, that there's different levels of conscious touch, and there's a difference between conscious touch and conscious erotic touch, and that we have this ability to turn on eroticism within ourselves and then to bring it outward. So through that like fail with you.
That's how we learn.
Yeah, exactly. And so through that, I actually learned, you know, I failed in that moment. And then my next exercise, I think it was with the beloved dragonfly. We love dragonfly.
Love dragonfly.
And,
shout out.
And yeah, shout out dragonfly. And just learned that I could essentially go within to myself and just go in there for 30 seconds, kind of connect with my inner body.
You set with it.
Go in there. Just take a moment. I talk to clients about this too, is that we have the ability to just go within, feel our bodies, you know, feel our genitals, feel our pussy, feel our cock, go in there, like feel this churning, warming energy. Open your eyes and then go outward and bring it to the person in front of you. Yeah. And I learned that I can do it for anyone. Like I can do it for any gender, it's just I can turn on
you can
anytime.
Turn on your and that's what
and,
it is.
And you taught me that, Emily. Thank you.
I did. Oh my God. I love that. Well, well, we all helped each other in this class. But it's interesting because people hear this going, what? But when you are a Somatica practitioner and you're working with clients who are, you know, have a problem with, you know, are struggling, have challenges around like desire, arousal, erotic thought. We have to be able to bring, like turn it on in any moment with some, bring that erotic energy. If you're like, well, what if you're not attracted to the partner? Or what if you're not attracted to your client? Or what if you can't? But what we're saying is like, we learned is like, you actually can't. Like it's a choice at any moment.
Yeah,
go in your body.
And fantasy is a big part of it too. You know, you can look at this body and say, hey, you're not usually my type, but I'm going to use fantasy and assign a whole different body to you. And it's nothing against you. We all have our preferences. And, you know, I could look, because I'm definitely more attracted to men than I am to women. So I could look at a woman, turn their body in my eyes into this like hot man body and just
and that's
ravish
totally
them.
Fair game, right?
Yeah,
and
totally.
Then you bring energy.
Yeah.
It is healthy.
It doesn't mean anything against the person. It doesn't mean that, you know, if it's your partner and you're still using fantasy of someone else, it doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean that you're not attracted to them. It means that you have some awesome tools in your spank bank that help you to go deeper. Right. And why not? Because you're giving them a lot of hot, arousing energy. So it's a good thing.
So I'm really excited for my guest today. Jason Ellis is here. Hi, Jason.
Hello, Emily.
So good to see you. I gave you a lot of sex toys last time I was in your, do you remember this? I gave you all the sports sheet stuff.
I've got them.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I want to talk to you about masturbation real quick because it's Masturbation Month and we had a bunch of questions that came in. So here's the thing. Okay, so everyone, what Jason is talking about, he just came in, he's been knocked out. He won a huge fight last weekend. What was the name of your fight?
It was a King of the Cage fight.
Okay.
It's like
It was huge. And it was like you got knocked out at the beginning. You came back and won.
I didn't get knocked out. I got
knocked out. I don't even want to talk about it because it's like a chick talking about sports. I suck at it. But you did something awesome and
you
came back.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So proud of you for that.
Thank you.
But masturbation. So think back before the fight, before the training. How often do you masturbate?
Well, I masturbate in the steam room all the time because guys try to jerk me off or whatever. So there's that kind of thing that happens.
Which
but I don't
steam
finish
room?
Myself off. I don't really want to say the actual steam
room. Okay, got it. Right. Okay. You're right. Well, maybe you'll get a lot more blowjobs.
I get a lot of blowjobs.
You do? You just don't even know.
I'm the hottest person in. It's like
you
being a pretty girl. I know what it's like, kind of, to be an attractive lady.
Right, right.
Because when I go there, everybody shits a brick. And I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
It's kind of great.
How can anybody, you know what I mean? I'm a chewed up man. It's kind of weird.
But
hot. When you walk around there, because I have a very straight.
Large penis.
Well, that too. But I have a straight, and I'm uncut. And that seems to be a thing that gay guys love as well. There's like I have all the things that a gay guy's really into. Being straight, they love that.
Right.
Having a big dick, it's uncut. All those things, and I look buff. I got a lot of tattoos. I look like a warrior of sorts. Gay guys love that shit.
Love it.
So there's just a constant I get like a little harem of gay guys following me into different steam rooms, like trying to jerk off in front of me and stuff. And I'm just I am like a stuck up pretty lady. Like I don't touch anybody. I just sit there, and then
they're like, "Can I give you
Yeah, and then I'll like maybe let somebody jerk me off or maybe blow me if you're lucky, like a stuck up little bitch.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. And this was not you a year ago.
No. I mean, it might have been. I just didn't tell anybody.
Okay, right. But now you've come out. You got sober. I mean, this is like the whole, what an amazing transformation.
I'm allowed to.
I know.
This story, and Katie, this story gets told to my fiance when I get home from it. So this is no.
See, this is what we're saying is that you shouldn't get married to someone that you can't share all these stories with.
That's
and
right.
People are like, but I couldn't. But you can. You really can find someone that would be, I've yet to. I haven't really been looking for it, but now it's a longer story about what I want. But I get that this is what I would want. I don't want any secrets. I don't want to cheat.
Right.
I used to cheat.
It's hard. Like, I mean, I was squeezed to tell the truth. I felt like even when she was like, you can tell me anything. I was like, I don't, not this one. I mean, you got to admit the story I just told you right then. I don't think a lot of women find me attractive when I say that.
About what the men?
About me, you're saying that.
I know, but
and
that's
cool.
But it's sexy when you say it.
See, I
get it. The women might
You know
not.
What I mean?
Dude,
but my fiance thinks that it's hot, and we laugh about it. We laugh about guys that, you know, I mean, I'll be like, this guy came in and had like a giant dick and just sat in the corner, and she's like, because she loves the Tom of Finland stuff. She's super into the gay guy, the big buff gay guys that wear like leather chaps and stuff. She's kind of a gay guy. That's why it works out. But if there's anybody that's really big in there, I'll tell her the story when I get home, and she just thinks that it's the funniest shit ever, and we laugh about it.
Right. That's awesome. And she's with women and men.
Mm-hmm. She made out with I was making after my fight. One of my friends, she's in porn. She got her tongue cut, so it's like a snake. And I made out with her. That was all we did. We made out with her, but she's got a split tongue. She's so hot.
She's got it split. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Like a serpent. Her tongue goes like this.
But she cut it so it would do that.
Yeah.
I've kind of heard about
this. Stitched up so it's permanent like that. And she can make both like sides move around stuff.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. I'm going to get a blowjob from her.
You did or you're going to? It's on the list.
I did. There was people in the room. It was an inappropriate time, but it's coming.
Okay. I believe that. I believe that you could probably get a blowjob.
She said she would.
Which is a pretty good place to be in the world.
By a serpent.
Dude, I don't know anyone else who's done that.
It's so metal, right?
Yeah, dude. Right. I mean, I don't even know. But
I'm
you're
so
happy
into it.
And getting lots of blowjobs, and I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Here we go. Oh, I need my blowjob spray. So do you know what this blowjob spray is?
No.
Okay. You know when you're on the radio, like, you're,
are you
going to
blow
thing?
Me?
I feel like it wouldn't be special. I mean, I know it would be
I
awesome.
Disagree.
But I feel like you get so many blowjobs now.
Really
I just feel like I...
Oh, man, if I shut myself down?
Kind of.
Wait, you're spraying yourself with blowjob spray.
Because it helps
like,
with the...
Well,
it
then,
helps with the... I don't want to be like... Make that, you know, my mouth. So I want my mouth to be well lubricated.
Wait, is there lube? You spray it in your mouth
no,
and there's
strawberry.
Lube in your mouth?
It's like, no, it makes sure it's so your mouth, it's dry mouth spray.
Yeah.
It's by Doc Johnson. It's called Good Head. So you can also give a Good Head or Good Radio. It's a twofer. You can have some.
I'd rather a blowjob.
I just feel like you could, so you'd be like, oh, like it wouldn't even be. Well, okay. I know that I'm
mean,
really
that's
proud
pretty,
of my blowjob skills.
That's pretty fucked up that you would say that.
You were just telling me about other people. There's a line of people outside.
I didn't say I took
that.
Everybody up on it.
I know.
I'm 45. I don't just get sucked off all day.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Just like on the weekends.
Every now and then I will have a suck off party. And
uh-huh.
That's one day.
Oh, well,
and
maybe
then
you
I'll
can
rest.
Invite me to that one. I could just
look,
wait.
You're
I wouldn't
a
do that.
Special person to me. And it wouldn't matter. I would definitely wouldn't have a bunch of blowjobs before you. But even
right.
If I did, you blowing me would be a fucking extravaganza. It would be. Just know that I would have
it's
to
true.
Reciprocate.
Yeah.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Okay. We could start there, maybe.
I would prefer to start there.
my man. I love it. She comes
first. I'm
getting
tingly in my pants.
I know,
right
me
now.
Too. This That's is so cool. fun. Yeah. Okay, Jason, we'll readdress that. We'll address okay. that again later. Okay. I'm losing my speech. But I have a moist mouth. Hi, Emily. Love your show. I enjoy listening and get a lot of helpful tips to make my sex life way better. I got a question. My girlfriend and I really want to have a threesome, and we're talking about it, and we're getting really excited. We've never had a threesome before, and I'm going for she comes first, which is the whole thing I talk about on the show. She has to come first, which makes sex life great. How can I get into threesomes without giving one the feeling of being neglected? I want this to be a nice, relaxing time with lots of fun and no jealousy. What can we do? Thanks. Regards, George from Germany. We kind of touched on this earlier, but you are the threesome. I think we had a threesome once. You don't even remember. That's how many you've had.
We didn't. Just okay. say that about.
Okay, I'm
That's
kidding.
Ridiculous.
So, but you've had a lot. And so this is like the kind of questions we could ask. We've been talking about it. We're both kind of excited. I think there's another question here. Like another girl, his wife's not so excited. But anyway, let's say they are both. Let's say for the sake of this question, they're both really excited. They're on board. They've covered all the ground. They've set the rules. Mm-hmm. They've set the, you can't kiss her or whatever.
Can't kiss.
I don't know. People make these rules. You can't have sex. I know. Because when you're in the moment, you want to do it all.
It's a threesome. No Everyone kissing. Has mouths and vaginas and buttholes.
Lots of orifices
Everyone's
to
gonna
fill.
Touch everything.
I gotcha. How do you do it that's fun? And what have you learned?
Well, the first rule of threesome club is that if you're the person that is the guest in this threesome, and I'm assuming there's a man and a girl here and then another girl, the other girl is last. She's the girl that doesn't get as much attention as your girl. Your girl gets the most attention. So you need to remember that at all times. And the second one would be, you need to make sure that there isn't a situation where one of them is sitting there out of the game. You need to make sure that they're both in play at all times.
How do you do that?
I mean, you've got a penis and a mouth. You know what I mean? So I always have a pussy connected to one of them.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay. Or they're connected with each other and you're organizing that. And you can like tickle the bits that they have free.
Right.
But you're definitely... It's
not about your penis.
No, I mean you're the one. You're the only one there that has one. So of course it's going to be about you, in the end.
By default.
Yeah.
But in your brain, you got to prioritize.
You get too giddy. Guys get giddy and they start slamming into one of them, and they can't use their hands or their mouth because their penis is busy. And that's a game that you need to learn quick, and you also need to not come. You need to make sure that they come at least once each before you even think about it. I feel like you need an athletical penis. You need to be like, have you girls had enough orgasms? And then the end of the threesome is when you come.
Right.
Unless you're, you know, a guy that can come and keep it up. I don't know that guy because usually there's a break there.
Right. So those are the rules. For men, a little longer. Those are great rules. And also I tell, you know, they establish rules ahead of time, meaning, or even are we truly comfortable with this? And some couples say, look, I don't want her to sleep over, or I don't want you to have penetration.
No, you don't want her to sleep in the bed,
Yeah, you don't want to sleep in the bed. Figure all that stuff out, and then that's a great answer. So let me give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Hey, you guys, it's not too late to buy some sexy holiday gifts, so check them out, and thanks for supporting them and listening to the show. We'll be right back. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. The next half features porn star Joanna Angel and part of my discussion with three single everyday kind of guys sharing frank experiences with sex, dating, and relationships. I'm excited for my special guest today. She's so special. She hasn't been here in months. She's adorable and hot. Just check out my Instagram after this to see pictures. Because when this airs, our snaps will be gone because we are doing some sexy snaps now. We're getting naked and stuff. So I'm sorry you missed that. But I'm with Joanna Angel. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how are you? It's good to be back.
It's good to see you. Joanna Angel is amazing. She's an award-winning performer, writer, director in the adult industry.
I think a lot of people forget to masturbate. Women forget to masturbate.
Exactly, right?
Most particularly, yeah.
Do you? Okay, but you have a lot of sex, your day job. And then you have a boyfriend you live with, right?
Not as much. Well, husband now.
Husband. But, you got married when?
I did. I got married on Halloween.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
At the ripe young age of... 35.
Yeah. Well, right. You guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys have been together a while.
On Halloween in Vegas. I planned it
in about
a week. Yeah.
I'm sure.
We got married by the Grim Reaper.
You did?
In like zombie makeup and stuff. Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh my God. How else would you do it though?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Okay, so you have a husband. Do you find time to masturbate?
Yeah, and I actually, you know, I want everyone to know I probably don't have as much sex as people think I do, you know, because I actually do get very busy.
Right.
And I, you know, I only shoot, a lot of people think, okay, you're a porn star. That means you're in a porn 24/7, and unless you take like a small break to go to the bathroom and eat. That means you're literally in a porn, you know, like I own a company, I direct, I produce, I direct a lot more than I shoot these days. So I'm probably only actually on film, you know, like 2 or 3 days out of the month. And sometimes some months go by where I'm not on film at all. I just film other people. And sometimes I get really busy. And I forget to masturbate a lot. Sometimes I'll be like really cranky. I'll be in a really bad mood, you know, and then I'm just like, what's wrong with me? Why am I being such a bitch? And then like I'll masturbate and I'm like, that's why.
Exactly.
I needed to masturbate. And there's something very special about being able to get yourself off and not, I think a lot of women, they forget that they can get themselves off. They think that they have to find somebody else to please them, whether it's a man or a woman, you know, however you identify yourself and whatever gender you're attracted to, you know, like I feel like a lot of women, they get in the habit of being very codependent and they're like, I'm horny. I need to find someone to give me attention and get me off. And it's like, you can do it yourself.
You can do it yourself.
It's important. And whether you're married, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, like, you know, I think it's very important for women to masturbate. I wish I started earlier. I think it would have fixed a lot of my my crazy childhood, you know, like I wouldn't say childhood, like you know, like a
early adulthood.
Right. I think I would have been a much more confident person, and a lot of my issues when I was younger based for out of, you know, just feeling weird in my own skin, you know, and I think it could really help. So, you know, it's a strange thing. I don't have kids or anything, but how do parents say, like, masturbate? Like, that's a creepy thing to say to your kids.
This is the problem. I didn't either masturbate until I was like 20.
I don't even think of it as like a sexual dirty thing. It's just about
pleasure,
confidence, and
understanding your body.
And knowing your body, exactly. I did not know my body at all until I was like probably 23 years old, you know, basically a blob connected to my head.
A lot of women walk around the planet feeling like, well, I'm dressing sexy or I want attention from men. I feel sexy, but there's a total disconnect from their body. And
then when they have sex with someone, they don't know what to say or what to do because they don't even know what's getting themselves off. They're just kind of flopping around waiting for the other person.
To take control,
or they're trying to mimic what they see in pornos or like this and that, you know, and they're just not. They just don't have, masturbation really does build confidence. I strongly believe that.
Yeah, I know. And it's a release. And it's, I feel like the same thing. Like, even though it's like literally my job to masturbate, whereas I have people sending me toys and products that I want to try to see if I like them. And if I like them, I want to tell my listeners that I like them. And they're like lined up sometimes. I'm like, I got six toys to try.
More toys.
Yeah. You do? Do you want a toy? I'll give you a toy.
Can you give me some toys?
Of course, dude. Yes, you would never. Don't leave here empty-handed. Yeah. I know we both like the magic wand. We've talked about that.
We do. Everybody likes the magic wand.
Oh yeah, magic wand's like a given. But I've got some new goodies for you.
Yeah,
oh, I'm so excited.
I'm gonna try some toys. I'm gonna use them, and I'll just plug it now. Even though I'll plug everything later, I do, all the pornos, all the movies I direct is on burningangel.com. But I started an OnlyFans page, which I'm kind of relentlessly promoting, which I know is annoying everyone. But OnlyFans.com/JoannaAngel. I do. Slow down, say it again.
You're talking faster than I am, which is kind of awesome because I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you get it. OnlyFans.com/JoannaAngel. But it's on topic because I have been masturbating on there almost every day. And it's been great because now I like don't forget to masturbate. And my husband is actually happy. He's like, this is really great. You're so much more relaxed now.
It's
you know?
So true.
So I've been like just every day I've just been like turning it on and masturbating on there. And sometimes
how are you? Tell me about your masturbation routine. Maybe we can inspire some people for a new one.
It's nothing crazy.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like, for me, I'm like, is it charged? I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I just use my fingers, you know, I rub my clit like really hard.
Really That's hard? Really do you warm do. It? Do you use lube?
No. I just stick my fingers in my mouth. Maybe I should use lube.
You should.
I should use
Okay.
lube.
Okay. You're leaving here. With some lube.
Okay.
Yeah. Because saliva sometimes, you don't know where it's...
It's true. You're right.
Right, yeah. No lube. And also your clitoris doesn't self-lubricate. So I know we need the lube for our mouth.
Yeah. No, I have used lube before and it always feels really good. And I'm like, I should do this next time.
I love that I'm giving you tips. Yeah. No, this is amazing. So we're going to give you some lube. I'm trying to think what I could give you. Like, have you tried the womanizer yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
so, you know, I try to tell people all the time. I'm not like a sex... expert. I'm a porn expert. I'm pretty good at doing porn. I'm not the best, but I'm pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good
at doing porn.
She built an empire.
But I'm not like, I don't know, you know, like I've
Two Jewish girls walk into a bar.
I know it
one's
sounds
a porn
like
star.
It, should, yeah, no, I get it. Sounds like it should be the same thing, but it's actually not.
No, I get it. No, dude, but you in many ways you know a lot about it. Yeah. Expert.
I'm
joking about the lube thing. I mean, of course.
No, I'm always taking tips lube. From people.
Yeah, so we'll give you some lube. Yeah. The point is, so for me, it's like I did, but going back to the stress relief, I call it procrasturbation because typically I'm procrastinating about something around the house. I'm like, I'm just going to masturbate first.
Yeah.
I should work out. I'm going to masturbate. I should write this quote.
I want to masturbate.
And then I do. Feels so great. And then time goes by sometimes. And it's happening recently. Had like a stressful few months, not the whole few months, but certain pockets of time where I've been like dealing with stuff. And I just feel like masturbation just was off the table. Right. And then I did. And I was like, oh my God, I think it's been a month since I've masturbated. For me, that's, you know.
No, that's a long time.
I was like, whoa. And it was like this huge release. And I felt like the birds were chirping, like if it was a cartoon, like there'd be all these animals following me and singing kind of like, you know, Snow White or whatever one it was. I felt like so happy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we got to release it and we got to do it. I felt like there was like, oh, the birds were singing.
Do it. Sometimes even when my husband's like asleep, I like just masturbate. And he hears me sometimes and he likes it. He thinks it's hot. He's like, oh, that's
does he
so
wake
cool.
up and he's like.
Sometimes, most of the time he doesn't, you know, he's a very deep sleeper.
Right.
But he'll tell me the next day like, oh. You were masturbating. I'm like, it had to be done.
Yeah. And let's talk about, I get a lot of questions from people all the time who are like very confused by their partner's masturbation. We've already said how healthy it is here, but just to reinforce the fact that totally normal. Your husband was like, why are you masturbating without me? Because we all need that release on our own for many reasons. It's good for your health. It's good for your mind. It's good for, you know, understanding your body.
I guess I'm not as, I think, I don't know. I masturbate a lot, but if I do see my husband masturbating, I'm like, what the fuck?
You do?
What's wrong with me? Huh?
Do you do that?
I do.
Dude, this is what we're telling women not to do.
Oh, okay. Well, I do it.
You get mad at him?
I do.
Because what? You're like, okay. Because you're every...
But
you're
you
like,
know, I have to say my husband's favorite. My husband actually doesn't masturbate that much because he does porn. So
wait,
between doing porn and satisfying me.
But do you really feel like that sperm could have been mine? Or
yeah,
what do you feel?
I do.
Are you trying to get pregnant?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just like in general, you feel like...
Yeah, I just want it because I'm a bitch.
Right. So you're like, how dare you masturbate without me? Because I would have had sex with you right now. But you understand then for men that they need that release on their own as well. Stress reliever.
And my husband, he does porn, so it's totally different.
That
you know,
is
his,
so funny.
His sperm schedule, people don't understand how difficult it is to date. You know, like
tell
a male
me about
performer,
that.
You know, like it's a whole thing, you know, because if he's...
But you were the performer first.
I was. I got him in the industry.
You pushed him in, and now it's annoying.
Yeah, and now it's the sex isn't annoying, and I love our life. You know, like it's fun, but sometimes, like I mean, the sex he has on camera is not what it, you know. But it's the scheduling that I kind of forgot about because this is my second time. I dated another male performer for a really long time, and I kind of forgot about this part. You know,
right?
But it's like it's pretty common. You know, when a man, I don't know how many most people don't know this. When a man has to come on camera, you know, like he can't have wild sex the night before.
Right.
He just can't. Some of them can. It's rare.
Right. My maybe if they're 20.
What? Yeah, exactly. Maybe if they're 20 or they're just, I don't know. I find that Europeans are like born with a different sexual chemical
I'm
makeup and they're
Europe.
Capable of doing anything. I don't know. It's just different.
Right.
But even some of that. But for the most part, you know, like he can't have a wild night of sex the night before. And
it's like baseball players
too,
right?
Exactly. You usually don't know your schedule till the day before. It's pretty common for a director to be like, oh, your call time tomorrow is this. It's rare for a porn director to actually give you your info a week before. So it's kind of like as soon as we know his info the next day, we have to like schedule our sex. is funny sometimes. You know, so if he's got to be on set at 8 o'clock in the morning, like... We're not going to be able to bone the night before, but and we'll know that like if he has to be on set at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day after that, we'll know that like we have to have sex as soon as he gets home from work that day, or it's probably
because
not going
to
happen.
Like, right?
Yeah, he kind of needs like a good 12 hours to like refill the tank.
That makes
you
sense.
Know? Or like we'll have sex. I mean, we've gotten kind of creative. Like a lot of it's just like he can't come. You know, so a lot of times he'll go down on me for a while.
Oh,
and we'll,
perfect.
And we'll
You're
have
like I know you can't come, but
yeah, but I can.
Right.
So like we'll have sex for like. You know, for like until he's like almost there, and then we'll kind of stop, you know, and then he'll go down on me, and then we kind of switch around. People don't realize how much we sacrifice just so he give the world a beautiful performance.
Is he on your site as well?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we perform together and
oh my God, yeah. That's hot.
It's a thing. It's really, it's like being an athlete, you know, it's different for women. We
can keep coming, coming. I'm never like, I've came too many times, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I could, like 16 times.
Do whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Three incredibly open and honest guys who aren't afraid to let me into their sex and dating lives. How'd you guys learn about sex? How about masturbation?
I had an awesome first girlfriend. I had a very awesome, very confident, very in tune with herself girlfriend who literally just
tell me one thing she taught you.
How to go down on her. You know,
what'd
like,
she teach you?
Like she was I like need to know. She was like, don't attack my clit right off the bat.
Right?
I'm like, best cool, I won't. You know,
like, wait. Go around the clit. Around the clit.
Oh, you know, take you know, and like this idea that there's
did you
finesse.
Know this? Gavin, chat, this is good advice.
When you're like 17, you're like, you know, about her. I'm putting my dick in you. You know, it's like and she's like, no, there's all this other stuff.
I'm glad you know because guys do that at like you're 27, 37.
They gotta figure that out.
Some men never do.
Well, that's
so you're asking just in general, not the big question, like how did we find out what sex was? You're asking about how did we learn?
I don't know. Yeah, how'd you learn about
sex?
I
took it the other way. Yeah, I lost my virginity really young, like 14, and the girl that I was dating at the time was between 17 and 18, so she like turned 18 while we were dating. So plenty of lessons went in with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she taught you stuff. Would you remember thing that you're like every time you're having sex now that you think of her, but you're like, oh, thank God I know how to like unhook a bra with whatever, or
that was one of
touch
them.
Your nipple.
Yeah. Oh, it was all of it. I mean, you know, I was a freshman in high school. I was living the dream at that point. this was all my friends were like a senior man. Good job, you know.
Okay.
When I first heard your question, I was thinking like, oh God, like when did I learn sex ed? Like this
is going to be
embarrassing. Well, no, it's funny because my mom was the school nurse at the school I went to. And so I learned sex ed from her when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, you can't just be like my mom, you know, right. You have to give some context there. Okay,
yeah. Masturbation. How often do you guys masturbate?
Very frequently.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like just now when you got here and went to bed.
I did this morning.
Twice this morning.
Okay.
Last night, yeah.
Do you watch porn?
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind? How do you decide? Like in the moment? What kind of porn?
I don't know. Yeah. I have a naked lady fetish, so I'm really...
Which must work for you.
It's one of those weird ones, yeah.
It's real confusing.
That started in Japan.
Yeah.
That was really strange.
That's an old Canadian thing.
Do you ever think I'd rather just watch porn than have sex?
Not necessarily, but I definitely see the appeal of not having to work to find someone to have sex with.
Right.
Unless you got his four-person list going on. But yeah, I definitely like...
Gavin struggles in his own way.
No, he's doing great. He's doing great. But yeah, I definitely see the appeal. Like, man, you know, I just worked 14 hours. Do I want to go out to a bar, you know, and try to hook up with someone? Right. Or do I just want to go home and watch porn?
Do you think it's impacted the way that you have sex?
Yes.
How so?
Several different reasons. That by itself, like if this were the 70s, would I be going home to look at a magazine, or would I actively try to go meet someone more often? And I definitely think I would be doing that.
Wait, because what do you say? But in the 70s, you're saying you'd go home and you'd have to, the magazine wouldn't be as satisfying. So now that you've porn, you could just go home. Is it more satisfying?
I would imagine so. I imagine porn makes things easier. So it probably makes me less motivated.
Interesting.
I would
so you could think I'm just going to go home and I can just jack off like 10 times. Like, exactly. I don't even need to. Right. Yeah. Interesting. So it's kind of a deterrent.
Right. And then the other part of it would be the sensitivity part of it. Like a guy masturbating is going to be different sensitivity than having sex with someone.
It's a different kind of orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like,
and it's changed perhaps for you over time. Do you think more?
Oh, I'm sure it has. Like, I've had conversations with women that I've dated before that I go too long about things. But when I master, I can get myself off in 10 minutes.
Oh, so you're saying that you go during sex, like, why are you taking so long?
Right.
To...
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's because the sensitivity is different. Like, the section of my penis that I'm used to pleasuring myself on is different than what sex would feel like.
Right.
So it's not that it's better.
I get it.
I would much rather have sex than masturbate, but yeah.
What do you guys, anything else? Porn?
It's a different urge for me, you know? It's like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I just want to, like, be naked by myself and beat off a whole bunch. And then sometimes I'm like, no, I really want to touch another body. So it's, they're kind of different for me. It's not as simple as like, I'm horny, which right. am I going to do? It's more like, I would like to have sex or I don't.
Okay.
I guess.
I think porn and masturbation for me is just a good way to wind down and relax. You know, just with my job, I'm in an office from, you know, set hours. So it, you know, just to be able to come home, wind down, chill out, just a convenient way for me to right. get that release.
I got it. Okay. But it doesn't like impact the, what you're thinking about or fantasizing during sex. Doesn't sound like it.
No.
Okay. You guys, I've got questions for you guys. I'm going to ask you all 5 questions. We're going to go around and answer rapid fire questions. Okay. Chad?
Yes.
Biggest turn on?
Where a woman would like me to ejaculate.
When she tells you where?
Yes.
Or where would you like her to?
When she tells me where.
Got it. Okay. Hartwick? That's a good answer.
Are we talking?
Biggest turn on.
I like when a woman gets off. That's, I mean.
Gavin. Duh. Right. No.
when a chick tells me to come on her tits.
Ejaculation stuff. Okay. I love it. Okay. Hartwick, biggest turn off.
Someone who's all stuck up about things. Like, we're supposed to do it like this.
Got it.
I'm like,
yeah, rigid.
Wasting my time.
That's a good question. Biggest turnoff for me, I think, is just being too needy. If you're asking me to do too much, or if it's, you know.
That makes sense for you. Too specific. You're an island. Got it. Okay. Chadwick.
Chadwick. It's one of my nicknames.
That's cute, yeah. though. You guys, Chadwick. Yeah, cool. You guys, well, yeah.
That's our Jennifer.
I think he and I are going to be.
You guys could have a voice, but I mean, these names, it's amazing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. My biggest turnoff is the shitty personality. That'll just completely get me out of a situation. Like, I mean, an example, like someone who doesn't, you know, oh, well, I don't tip servers or something like that.
That's when you'd rather watch porn.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's real. So yeah.
Someone's just mean to people. Someone that's just celebrates their ignorance or something like that. Right. I just can't get on board with that.
Okay, Gavin, sexiest part of a woman's body.
2017, the year of the ass.
Yeah, just this year. Okay, Chad.
I'm a big fan of really nice hair.
All right.
I so love butts, but I have a thing for like upper backs. Like, well, muscled upper. I think that's hot. Super hot. Yeah.
Like it. Okay. Hartwick, what's the one thing you wish you could tell your future partners about your needs? Like the second she shows up.
Oh, here. If you've never seen an uncircumcised penis before, get ready.
Perfect.
It's not that complicated.
It's not, right?
It's
that's
really
a whole
not.
Other show, but right?
It's
like,
really
get
not.
Over it. It's
like, I'll show you in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
There's
done
one
and done.
Extra part.
Got it. Yeah. And like, that's it. Like, right. Wow. Get over it. Okay. What's the one thing? Yeah, your body. What do you want them to know when they get there?
I'm going to need to be groomed periodically because I am pretty hairy.
So you want her to groom for like trim you, or you're just saying like...
She doesn't need to groom me, but I am going to need to be groomed.
Okay. Chad.
Oral sex can get me in the mood for just about anything, anytime, anywhere.
Blowjobs.
Like if a girl just says, hey, you know, this is what I'm, you know, okay. I'm going to go down on you right now. That we.
I feel like a lot of women come equipped knowing that. With no teeth, or you're so golden.
You would think, but yeah.
Cool. Okay, craziest place, you guys can just jump in. It's the last one. Craziest place you've had sex.
That's the fire tower for me.
Yeah, you already talked about it,
I guess.
That
was cool.
Yeah.
There were guys shooting guns in the distance.
Awesome.
Too.
Guns,
like,
it's
it was
hot.
The whole thing.
Not really. It scared me, but maybe in a good way.
Yeah, not at me, so.
In a party bus in college around... a lot of people on a sorority date night.
Right, of course. Sorority party. Love it. In a bus.
It was on a second date with a girl. There was a lake, like a public lake area that a lot of people went to and would hike around. And it was right on the dock of that lake.
Yeah. Nice. Right, outdoor sex.
Yeah, outdoor, right in the middle of it. There had, I mean, we were both drunk, but people had to have seen. Like,
that's kind of hot, right? Like, like people watching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm totally into that. Yeah.
You guys should go to sex parties. Have you been?
I know. That's a whole thing.
Yeah. I've been on the list for like 5 years. I'm waiting for the email.
Then you're like, that's planning. And it takes the like, you
it's
know.
It's not that hard.
It takes the.
You're in LA. Yeah. Okay. You guys are awesome. Do you have any questions for me at all? Anything come up?
What's the elusive male G-spot and how do you find it?
The prostate? Oh, I was going to ask you guys if you were interested in anal play. That was one of my questions. How do you find it? Very carefully. It's great to start like when you're on your own, if you don't have a partner, when you're masturbating. It's similar to how you find the G-spot. Have you found the G-spot yet?
It's up.
So, right? Yeah. But yeah, you go slow. Use a finger and or a toy like that butt plug, but not the one here on the table. Use lots
That's
of lube.
Mine.
Breathing is really important because oftentimes, like if you're having anal sex, have you guys had anal sex before with women? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've done it to myself.
You've done it?
It made me come so hard I started dying laughing when it was happening. Also because of the image of like me with a finger up my ass, well, like kneeling on my floor, just like jizzing everywhere.
Your fellow man, yeah. I mean, I'm
like,
telling you.
I was like dying. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? It was truly hilarious.
Right. And how did you warm up? Did you use lube?
Yeah, of course.
You got to go slow because I think it's
just jam it.
Yeah,
there.
You can't. Like it's a tricky area, but not like not to scare you, but just make sure that you're warmed up, turned on. Use lube is awesome. I'm going to give you guys who are going to get some lube when you go home. Some
right.
lube. It's awesome. I could give you some toys that would help, but really you just want to like, you could just take your finger and go around the outside and see how it feels. There's a lot of nerve endings there and then like slowly put a finger inside. And it's kind of like that come hither motion, the same way that you're like looking for a G-spot, like with your finger, like towards the belly. It's the same place on the man. And we've got tons of stuff on our website if you want to find out about it. Can I have one more question? Because I'm assuming you guys are all straight because that's what we talked about before the show, but have you had experiences with men or ever had any things
I have,
like that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was younger, and it was totally cool.
Right? What'd you do? Did you?
It was relatively tame by like my standards now. I just like made out with him. It was all like above. It was outside on a balcony with this guy who's like straight up the most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life. D'Angelo, if you're out there, call me. And that's his name. He's a really good singer.
Of course.
He's in the music
industry. No, not that guy.
Oh, I thought that was the joke.
No,
yeah.
That would be amazing. No, so a different D'Angelo.
Did you like have blowjobs?
No, it was like all pretty much over
Making
the pants
out.
And
oh, okay.
stuff. But like I was 18 or something, so I was like, whoa, this is new. But like now, if that was to happen, it probably would have gone much farther because it
would have gone farther.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
So would you like be interested in being?
I'd be fine with it. I my whole thing is again, it's like if the bodies work together,
right? It's about energy. It's about right.
That said,
what you're attracted to.
I am straight because I wouldn't want to be in a romantic relationship with a man.
But that's
physically, I can be attracted.
Okay.
As far as I can tell.
Right. All right.
You know, who knows?
Open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I've had threesomes where a guy was involved as well. I'm 100% straight. Some of my closest friends are gay. They call me terminally straight is right. what they would call me because they're very convinced that a lot of straight guys
I know,
will
that's
have
a
gay
lot of
experiences,
right.
but they're like, Chad just doesn't. I've never had an experience with a guy other than like a friendly kiss,
right.
Almost as a joke, you know?
Got it. Okay, that's mean.
Well, sure, yeah, and it's fine. The threesome did lead into the guy really thought that that's what was happening.
Right.
So while the girl was going down on me, I turned and he was, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I just wanted to give you a kiss while you're getting a blowjob. And I was like, no, that, like, you know, I felt right. bad, but I was like, I'm sorry. I'm really
you're like a Southern gentleman. Right. Like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. I opened the door
you.
For him later on and everything.
Right. That's yeah. awesome.
That's
great.
Nice. But yeah.
Gavin, you were asking about prostate play. And I think a lot of men, I love that you asked that because there are a lot of men listening to my show that I think, or they believe, not the men who listen to my show because they know, but there are men out there who think like, oh, it would make me gay or, you know, why would I ever venture in that area? However, like Heartwork can tell you just it's the best orgasm ever.
It's your own butthole.
Left.
It's like, what makes it gay about touching your own butthole? Yeah. That's like, get over it.
Exactly. Okay, on that note, thank you, everyone. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much
thank you.
For being
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
this was a blast.
You. This was fun.
Really enjoyed having you part of this amazing roundtable. And thank you to everyone for listening to the show. Thanks for emailing all your questions and for being in touch. Thank you to my amazing team, Ken, Jamie, our intern Shannon, producer Lark, and Michael. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.